This is the reading for August 15th. Ecclesiastes 4. Again, I saw all the people who were mistreated here on earth. I saw their tears and that they had no one to comfort them. Cruel people had all the power and there was no one to comfort those they hurt. I decided that the dead are better off than the living, but those who have never been born are better off still. They have not seen the evil that is done here on earth. I realized the reason people work hard and try to succeed. They are jealous of each other. This too is useless, like chasing the wind. Some say it is foolish to fold your hands and do nothing, because you will starve to death. Maybe so, but I say it is better to be content with what little you have. Otherwise, you will always be struggling for more, and that is like chasing the wind. Again, I saw something here on earth that was useless. I saw a man who had no family, no son or brother. He always worked hard, but was never satisfied with what he had. He never asked himself, "For whom am I working so hard? Why don't I let myself enjoy life?" This also is very sad and useless. Two people are better than one because they get more done by working together. If one falls down, the other can help him up. But it is bad for the person who is alone and falls because no one is there to help. If two lie down together, they will be warm, but a person alone will not be warm. An enemy might defeat one person, but two people together can defend themselves. A rope that is woven of three strings is hard to break. A poor but wise boy is better than a foolish but old king who doesn't listen to advice. A boy became king. He had been poor in the kingdom and had even gone to prison before becoming king. I watched all the people who live on earth follow him and make him their king. Many followed him at first, but later they did not like him either. So fame and power are useless, like chasing the wind. Isaiah chapter 15. This is a message about Moab. In one night, armies took the wealth from Ar and Moab, and it was destroyed. In one night, armies took the wealth from Ker and Moab, and it was destroyed. The people of Dibon go to the places of worship to cry. The people of Moab cry for the cities of Nebo and Medeba. Every head and beard has been shaved to show how sad Moab is. In the streets, they wear rough cloth to show their sadness. On the roofs and in the public squares, they are crying loudly. People in the cities Heshbon and Elealeh cry out loud. You can hear their voices far away in the city Jahaz. Even the soldiers are frightened. They are shaking with fear. My heart cries with sorrow for Moab. Its people run away to Zoar for safety. They run to Eglath Shelishiah. People are going up to the mountain road to Lehith, crying as they go. People are going on the road to Horonaim, crying over their destruction. But the water of Nimrim has dried up, the grass has dried up, and all the plants are dead. Nothing green is left, so the people gather up what they have saved and carry it across the ravine of the poplars. Crying is heard everywhere in Moab. Their crying is heard as far away as the city Eglaim. It is heard as far away as Beer Elim. The water of the city Dibon is full of blood, and I, the Lord, will bring even more troubles to Dibon. A few people living in Moab have escaped the enemy, but I will send lions to kill them. Isaiah chapter 16. Send the king of the land the payment he demands. Send a lamb from Selah through the desert to the mountain of Jerusalem. The women of Moab try to cross the river Arnon like little birds that have fallen from their nest. They say, "Help us, tell us what to do, protect us from our enemies, as shade protects us from the noon sun. Hide us because we are running for safety. Don't give us to our enemies. Let those of us who were forced out of Moab live in your land. Hide us from our enemies." The robbing of Moab will stop. The enemy will be defeated. Those who hurt others will disappear from the land. Then a new loyal king will come. This faithful king will be from the family of David. He will judge fairly and do what is right. We have heard that the people of Moab are proud and very conceited. They are very proud and angry, but their bragging means nothing. So the people of Moab will cry. They will all be sad. They will moan and groan for the raisin cakes they had in Kir Hareseth. But the fields of Heshbon and the vines of Sibmah cannot grow grapes, Foreign rulers have destroyed the grapevines. The grapevines once spread as far as the city of Jazer and into the desert. They had spread as far as the sea. I cry with the people of Jazer for the grapevines of Sibmah. I will cry with the people of Heshbon and Elealeh. There will be no shouts of joy because there will be no harvest or ripe fruit. There will be no joy and happiness in the orchards and no songs or shouts of joy in the vineyards. No one makes wine in the wine presses because I have put an end to shouts of joy. My heart cries for Moab like a harp playing a funeral song. I am very sad for Kir-Hareseth. The people of Moab will go to their places of worship and will try to pray, but when they go to their temple to pray, they will not be able. Earlier, the Lord said these things about Moab. Now the Lord says, in 3 years, all those people and what they take pride in will be hated. This is 3 years as a hired helper would count time. There will be a few people left, but they will be weak.
Chapter 9.
Don't you agree that I'm a free man? Don't you agree that I'm an apostle? Haven't I seen Jesus our Lord? Aren't you the result of my work for the Lord? If I'm not an apostle to other people, at least I'm an apostle to you. You are the seal which proves that I am the Lord's apostle. This is how I defend myself to those who cross-examine me. Don't we have the right to eat and drink? Don't we have the right to take our wives along with us like the other apostles, the Lord's brothers and Cephas do? Or is it only Barnabas and I who don't have any rights, except to find work to support ourselves? Does a soldier ever serve in the army at his own expense? Does anyone plant a vineyard and not eat the grapes? Does anyone take care of a flock and not drink milk from the sheep?
Am I merely stating some human rule? Don't Moses' teachings say the same thing? Moses' teachings say, never muzzle an ox when it is threshing grain. God's concern isn't for oxen. Isn't he speaking entirely for our benefit? This was written for our benefit so that the person who plows or threshes should expect to receive a share of the crop. If we have planted the spiritual seed that has been of benefit to you, is it too much if we receive part of the harvest from your earthly goods? If others have the right to expect this from you, don't we deserve even more? But we haven't used our rights. Instead, we would put up with anything in order not to hinder the good news of Christ in any way. Don't you realize that those who work at the temple get their food from the temple? Don't those who help at the altar get a share of what is on the altar? In the same way, the Lord has commanded that those who spread the good news should earn their living from the good news. I haven't used any of these rights, and I haven't written this in order to use them now. I would rather die than have anyone turn my bragging into meaningless words. If I spread the good news, I have nothing to brag about because I have an obligation to do this.
How horrible it would be for me if I don't spread the good news. If I spread the good news willingly, I'll have a reward. But if I spread the good news unwillingly, I'm only doing what I've been entrusted to do. So, what is my reward? It is to spread the good news free of charge. In that way, I won't use the rights that belong to those who spread the good news.
Although I'm free from all people, I have made myself a slave for all people to win more of them.
I became Jewish for Jewish people. I became subject to Moses' teachings for those who are subject to those laws. I did this to win them even though I'm not subject to Moses' teachings. I became like a person who does not have Moses' teachings for those who don't have those teachings. I did this to win them even though I have God's teachings. I'm really subject to Christ's teachings.
I became like a person weak in faith to win those who are weak in faith. I have become everything to everyone in order to save at least some of them. I do all of this for the sake of the good news in order to share what it offers.
Don't you realize that everyone who runs in a race runs to win, but only one runner gets the prize? Run like them, so that you can win. Everyone who enters an athletic contest goes into strict training. They do it to win a temporary crown, but we do it to win one that will be permanent. So I run, but not without a clear goal ahead of me. So I box, but not as if I were just shadow boxing. Rather, I toughen my body with punches and make it my slave so that I will not be disqualified after I've spread the good news to others.